Hey, Jay.
Hey there, Larry.
Ren's back.
Hey,
what?
Guys.
Hey, oh, hey, Ren. Yeah. How are you? How long have you been sitting there?
I've been here for like 4 days.
What the hell?
I got fired like a long time ago.
Wow. Sorry.
Wow, so this is quite the bender.
Yeah.
Yeah, geez. Wow.
We'll buy you a drink.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, guys.
We got you covered. That's rough. Well, you know, now it's fall.
It is fall. It's
the
amazing.
Fall is happening.
The fall is happening.
And you know what the fall means? Lots of sports all at once.
Oh. All at once. That's true.
That's right. This was football season started.
Yeah.
I'm in my office football pool, which is a really good pool, except that if you don't win, they shoot you.
Oh,
so
I hope you win.
Yeah, everyone hopes they win. Not everyone does.
Everyone hopes.
So,
no one ever makes it.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. But, you know, it's good. And they don't kill you. They shoot you.
Oh, just like in the arm or something? Like.
In something fleshy.
Like, ow, yeah. Just so it hurts. Not so it kills
so
you.
So it reminds you what it feels like to be a loser. You know, it started me thinking about sports.
Oh,
in speculative fiction.
In speculative fiction.
Which is always a funny topic.
I think it is a very strange. It's like two tastes that don't taste together.
No, they taste terrible together.
I think so.
And it gets really silly.
It gets remarkably silly.
Really
and
quickly.
I feel like, certainly, I can't think of any sports in science fiction that aren't silly.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And most sports in fantasies are completely silly.
Yes.
And even if they're real sports, the context that they exist in...
is worse.
Is worse.
So much worse. Oh, my God. I mean, any sci-fi show that involves sports, it's generally some vaguely recognizable version of, like, football, but with a metal ball.
Yes.
And, like...
perhaps you're also thinking of the original Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, God.
With whatever that game was called.
Oh, this has a terrible name.
It was not. It wasn't a square because they had no squares.
Right.
And you had to put a ball in a hole in the corner.
Pyramid?
Pyramid was the card game.
It was from the remake.
Well, Pyramid was the card
game. It's a basketball game.
No, yeah, you're right. It was Pyramid.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Ren for the win.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, Pyramid. It was a... I never...
I know
stupid.
Fake sports.
Like, stupid.
Real sports.
Oh, my God.
Real sports. Nope.
Fake.
What's worse?
Pyramid. And like in the 70s version,
right.
Oh, they wore these weird skimpy outfits with like helmets and shoulder pads, and like were bare chested. The balls were silver,
right?
And then they had to improvise on the new Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
and
like,
they
you never figure out the
card
rules.
Game. Oh God,
I didn't think they ever
like,
tell you the rules. They just kind of like.
We're just
here's some sweaty guys.
Yeah. We need the appearance of sport.
Yeah.
We got to future it up.
Yeah.
But it serves
like
no
that...
purpose in the narrative, which is like...
and it never does.
What are we doing here?
Rarely.
I mean, rarely. It's
like
so...
unless it was like when Kara was flirting with the tall guy.
Right. And there's no place else you can flirt.
Yeah. We got to flirt in the game. And she's better than him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always feels like it never serves. Like, the other one that comes to my mind is always Starship Troopers.
Oh,
and
they're
like extended weird football sequence again, metal ball, again.
he's got like the jump, up into the air as clearly
as
like
wires
spins him around
into the goal, and it's just terrible.
Yeah,
it's so terrible.
Shows off how good Johnny Rico is.
That's right, Johnny Rico.
Isn't he supposed to be like in the book? He's like Argentinian or something.
Well, in the movie,
he's South American.
In the movie, they are. In the movie, they're all from Buenos Aires.
Yeah, they
Casper Van Diem is from Buenos Aires.
He's from the west side of
Buenos Aires. Wait, why is the west side the good side? Why can't he be from the east side? And wait, why are we saying he's the good side? Wait, what a second.
What's happening?
All of this went wrong. All this went bad.
Patty Wampus. All right, quick.
Patty Wampus.
Save it.
Oh, my God. Well, here's a fun, silly sport that makes it all okay, though.
All right.
Blurn's Ball.
That's true.
Oh, God. What is Blurn's Ball?
From Futurama.
Which
we did not give.
Futurama.
See, that's what happened.
Yeah,
we did not give Futurama enough credit in our comedy episode, because that is the finest comedy sci-fi universe, and Blurn's Ball is amazing.
That's true.
Multi-Blurn.
Is there a ball?
Mm-hmm.
It's like baseball.
It's like baseball, except the ball's on a tether.
So it's like tetherball.
Sort of, but
like
still it can snap off. I don't know. There are many rules.
It's bananas.
And then sometimes there's
crazy.
A multi-blurn, and there are
and
lots of balls.
Lots of balls come on the
and field. Everyone runs, and it's great.
That's a good one.
Blurn's Ball is really great.
Would you go to a stadium and watch Blurn's Ball?
Yes.
Well, yes, but you go to Madison Cube Garden to watch Blurn's Ball.
All right. right?
I'd do it.
I would. Yeah. I would love to go to Madison Cube Garden.
What do you eat at Madison Cube Garden?
Well, there's
Slurm?
Yeah, you drink some Slurm, because Slurm's pretty key. And then there was those weird bug aliens.
Oh, yeah.
They had a stand there where you could choose your food and then pick how many bees you wanted in it. They didn't really understand human food.
I'm gonna interject.
You've never watched Futurama?
No.
How are we still
really
friends? You should really watch Futurama.
Have you watched Farscape?
No.
Babylon 5?
No.
Well, I'm still your friend.
Yeah, those are not in any way, shape, or form equivalent.
They're good.
They may be good. Futurama is like
the best.
It's a cornerstone.
Yeah.
You never read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I have.
Wow.
So Zeke Mermaid.
Wow, you're just throwing me right under the bus. All the way under all the buses.
Why don't you just...
What the hell?
Read the Wikipedia of it.
I might have. I just might.
You know, there's a radio play. You could just
listen
to it.
That's true. I actually have the book on tape. CD. It's a book on CD, guys.
A book on CD. Ooh.
Whoa, that's tough. Talk to me when it's MP3.
Oh. You could rip it.
So, comic books don't get into it. Comic books usually use, like,
they use real sports.
Though my favorite comic book sports guy is Booster Gold,
who was
a football star from the 30th century.
I thought he was
24. Or is he 24th century?
Yeah, he's...
But he stole stuff from the 30th century.
Yeah, he was able to travel back in time.
He used 30th century technology
to travel back to
the 20th century.
To become a superhero. But he did not play football.
He did not.
So it was his backstory.
He was he was banned from playing football because he bet on it. And shaved points.
Of Pete Rose.
Yeah, that's right.
See, I'm gonna like except for background stuff, I kind of like find sports in speculative fiction like weird.
It's weird when it plays a part.
Especially like
when it does play a part?
Yeah, it's weird when it plays a part in a story. When they're like it's one thing to just sort of have like sports in the background because it fills out a world.
Okay.
Like sports are part. I know you guys are not sports people, but sports is part of the world. And
that,
like,
or so I'm told.
Yeah, that's what
that's you know that's it's a thing people talk about. It's a thing that occurs.
Uh-huh.
So it's weird that there would be where there would not be sports.
Right.
But it's also weird when like especially
like when the action suddenly stops.
When the action revolves around us, or yes, well, let's not get
or
well,
pod race
or pod racing.
Oh, that's true. Pod racing would be sports.
That would definitely be sports.
Takes out like 20 minutes and also plays a part in the plot.
I know.
It's just like the best of both worlds.
Well, it's a terrible movie.
Dramatic necessity is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a terrible movie, and that's the best part of a nearly terrible movie. Nearly irredeemable.
The lightsaber duel is the best part.
Oh, that's true. That's not a sport. But there should be.
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it's the best part of that movie.
I'm just saying.
That would be a good sport.
That would be. That's the thing. There's got to be a sport somewhere.
But wait, but you're saying the best sports moment in any Star Wars movie is clearly the pod racing.
No, that is absolutely, definitively untrue.
What is the best sports moment in
a
Star Wars movie?
I mean, are we including games in sports? Like Trivial Pursuit? Trivial Pursuit combines games and sports.
Oh, finally, I play sports.
And so, I'm just saying.
I'm going to say no. We will not include.
I concur.
Sport is this like a physical activity.
You're going to talk about like the monster chess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a sport.
Yeah. That's not a sport?
I would go more with that moment where Luke is like blindfolded and having to hit the ball. Yes.
But that's not really a sport either.
It's more of a sport.
It's like training.
It would be a sport. Listen, it would become
someone
a sport.
Kept a score.
If someone kept score and Han Solo and Chewbacca were betting on it.
I think they
should be.
Yeah, I think a sport has to have like a degree of physical activity. And there's either a score or a winner.
Yeah.
Yes. No. I accept that.
Multiple players. Certainly.
Yeah.
I don't think a board game could be a sport.
Yeah.
I accept that.
Sorry, chess players.
Sorry, you don't. You're not
you're
sports.
Not sports.
You're not athletes.
You're not athletes.
No.
They're crushed.
Do they have other? Well, it's unclear in the third movie if being killed by giant monsters is a sport or just an entertainment.
Oh.
Not the third. It's the second one. In the second prequel.
Oh.
When they have the big stadium.
It's like the Romans.
Oh, well,
yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess are gladiator events sports?
I would have to say that they are.
I would have
guess
to say
they
are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We surprisingly all agree.
Nice.
So, yeah, so then we have the pod race.
Pod race.
The Gladiator Games in episode 2.
Which is a better sport than a pod race.
Which is a better sport.
Yeah, yeah.
Blurn's Ball, which is the best of them all.
That it's not in a Star Wars movie, but okay.
Well, we're not, come on, Star Wars.
I want to trash talk Quidditch. All
right,
okay.
Come at me.
Come at me, bro.
That's dumb. It's just...
Quidditch is
awesome. That's it? That's all you got?
That's it?
Yeah, because it's dumb. It's, yeah.
That's it's wait, dumb. Really, that's it? That's all you have?
Yeah, that's really all I got. Because I cannot figure out what the... What.
That is,
I wholeheartedly admit, my trash talk is pretty shitty on this, but it's kind of a dumb... They gotta chase a ball and they're going through hoops? Is that...
Well,
is
no.
That
a game? Throw a ball in the hoop.
Yeah,
they're not going through the...
They don't go
through
the hoops. The snitch. There are three balls involved.
Correct.
It's pretty complicated, because there's the bludger.
It sounds almost like cricket.
Which goes around and knocks people off.
Yeah, it's like a cannonball.
Like a cannonball, it knocks you off your broomstick. There's the quaffle, which is what you throw through the hoops to score points. And then there's the golden snitch, which you have to catch to end the game.
I'm going to make a rope and hang myself. I cannot deal with this game.
So
It feels like it's overly complicated because, hey, it's whimsical. Let's make it complicated.
It is definitely whimsical.
No,
it's not,
but it's
really overly
complicated. Yeah, it's pretty simple, really.
Yeah. You throw the quaffle through the hoop.
Oh, God.
It's what, 10 points?
No.
10 points for a quaffle.
10 points for each one.
150 points for
the
snitch.
Why isn't it like 10 quattlus? Why not 10 quattlus?
Now you're making it complicated.
Why are you making it complicated?
It's
less complicated than tennis.
It's because Harry had to be good at something, and he can't be academic, because that's not my anything.
Right.
So he
could be like the greatest wizard.
Yes or no?
No. We don't want to.
He had to be good at
Quidditch. Did his Quidditch skills come into play in defeating...
Often. Regularly.
Yeah.
In defeating Voldemort.
Yeah.
Yes.
He hit him with the Quidditch.
Like he
no.
with the snitch fly a broomstick
with the...
Real
learn,
well.
Yeah. I don't understand these looks you're giving me, man.
I am unconvinced.
But then again, how far did you get into the series? Two books?
So you don't have...
One book.
Oh, my God.
Two movies.
Not a leg to stand
you got,
on.
Yeah, bro. Back out.
I feel like... If you're at a boarding school, sports are an important part of your life.
Sure.
So you have to write a sport into this boarding school story.
I don't disagree with you.
And yes. Quidditch is the sport.
And I think Quidditch is the dumbest sport.
You're writing about magicians. It's got to be a magical sport. They can't just play, like, sky soccer.
I mean, it kind of...
I mean, it basically is, but, like, it's got to be more interesting than just soccer. It's got to be,
you
know.
You just trashed like 5 billion people who
love
soccer.
Those people are all wrong, because
soccer's
the worst.
Soccer, yeah.
Soccer's the worst. Quidditch.
Yep. Though my one complaint about Quidditch is that it's now regularly played at Renaissance fairs.
Yeah, that's
and that drives me batty.
I mean, have you seen those people play though?
It doesn't make any sense.
The people who play Quidditch are really good at Quidditch.
I'm sure they're
good.
Well,
play it at a Harry Potter convention.
Yes.
Well, they're probably terrible. But the ones that play like the Quidditch World Cup are like
good. And I'm fine that there's a Quidditch World Cup.
Yeah.
I'm fine that there are people who are like, I want to play Quidditch. I'm confused as to how they make their broomsticks fly, but
you just hold them between your legs.
I'm just gonna.
Okay, see,
now I'm just gonna.
That makes it sound even dumber.
That's because you can't make a broom fly in real life.
Well, what is wrong with
just,
these people?
But I'm fine with all that. I am specifically against Quidditch being a part of Renaissance fairs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because
it's
you know what
the
they didn't do in the Renaissance?
That's fair.
Yeah, they didn't play Quidditch.
And in fact,
well,
they burned
wizards
the wizards.
Wizards played Quidditch.
They burned the wizards.
But that's why they had their own
island
worlds. No, they had their own towns.
One book.
You gotta just stop.
Two movies.
You just gotta
that's
back out.
You
gotta back up off Quidditch.
Statute of international secrecy, guys.
That's right.
Because they were burning wizards.
So there you go.
Oh my God! This is the extended universe of Harry. This is the new stuff, isn't it?
This is all the stuff.
It's all part of the thing.
You want to talk about the new stuff?
No.
There is no new stuff. Because it ended with that last book, and then it was over.
That's fair.
J.K. Rowling hasn't said another word. No one's heard from her ever since.
Someone take her computer away.
There's not another trilogy coming out.
There's nothing else.
From a guy who should be playing the Doctor and not. But that's a whole other
From a guy who should be playing a frog somewhere. Anyway.
He's terrible in that movie about that scientist.
Anyway.
No, actually, he's really good. The movie's terrible.
I thought he was good, yeah.
He's good. The movie's terrible.
That movie made
horrible.
So, yeah. Sports?
There is one episode of Deep Space Nine I want to talk about.
Oh, God.
Right?
No? Yeah. And we've lost Ren.
I know. I'm sorry. Wait.
No,
wait,
I'm still here. Tell me about it.
Sure. I have to read Harry Potter, but she doesn't have to watch Deep Space Nine.
That's correct.
So, there's an episode. I don't know if you've gotten to it, Jay. I know, Ren, you don't care. So, there's an episode of Deep Space Nine where this Vulcan crew comes, and they're all like, we're awesome. And the crew on Deep Space Nine are like, well, we're pretty good. And the Vulcan's like, no, we're really good at baseball.
Oh, that's and they challenge, oh, that makes me sad.
They challenge the crew.
Every word you're saying makes me sad.
They challenge the crew to baseball, which they play in the holodeck.
Right.
Okay.
So they played it outside. Or they filmed it outside. So suddenly we go from studio to clearly outside. And what's interesting to me is, like, people who, like, Worf is there.
Yeah.
Now, Worf, the guy that plays Worf, clearly has a lot of makeup on. And in the context of his TV studio, it doesn't look weird. But you slap a baseball uniform on him and you put him next to a real tree, suddenly he looks goofy.
Yeah.
And then there are all the Vulcans in baseball uniforms.
All ill-advised.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
It's a weird episode that suddenly we go from, hey, we're talking about deep issues, to now we're settling racial scores through baseball.
I mean,
just like we do in real life, guys.
Exactly. That's exactly how. Of all the things that I dislike about Star Trek, which is not very many, their use of sports, and particularly 20th century American sports, is terrible. It's really terrible.
There's
the way Benjamin Sisko is obsessed with baseball in a way that no one is obsessed with baseball.
I didn't. Yeah, that's true. Especially like 20th century.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then because apparently every captain had to have some sports thing. Captain Archer on Enterprise. I hate to mention Enterprise. He was a water polo fan.
Oh my god.
A fan of water polo.
Which is just not a thing.
No, it's not a thing. Unless you play water polo, you are not a fan of water polo. Or unless you're like brother
during
or
the
sister.
Olympics, you're a fan.
Maybe.
I would.
No.
The poison water of Rio.
Do they still play these sports in the Star Trek, like in their time period? Or are they obsessed with like 20th century sports?
On Enterprise, he was a water polo player, yes.
I think by Deep Space Nine, no.
By that time, yes.
Baseball has no longer played. I don't think I don't think in the current Federation there are any professional sports.
That might be true. Because I remember in some Next Generation episode, they actually talk about baseball. Like, early episode of Next Generation, they talk about baseball, like, ending. Like,
yeah.
No one plays it anymore. At a professional level.
It has been.
So for some reason, Sisko, like, when he watches old movies of baseball games, like,
he goes, this is awesome! He goes on a date. He's going to go on a date to watch the 1964 World Series with his girlfriend.
Bummer.
Spoiler, yeah, I know. We all know who won that.
Yeah, bummer for her.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's not. It's a bad date, Benjamin Sisko.
No,
yeah, there you go.
See, I feel like that's weirder, though, that there's no sports in their universe that aren't, like, 300 years ago sports or whatever.
But it is weird, I agree.
It's conspicuous in its absence.
Yeah.
But it's like everyone's like an amateur. Like, fencing still exists. There's like episodes where people are fencing.
They still play handball.
But it's like...
But there's no like sports.
There's no leagues.
What?
There's no like...
That's weird though.
That's weird.
It's totally weird.
I agree that's weird.
It's totally weird. It's odd.
But there's no money in the Federation, so...
That's right.
I guess there's no sponsorship.
But, like, what if you're good at sports?
I guess you become a security member of the Enterprise.
And then you die.
And you pray that you're not sent on an
away. Oh, my God.
I was watching, because it's the 50th anniversary, BBC America's been rebroadcasting original Star Trek. And then we'll stop talking about Star Trek. I could see your eyes.
No, you're good.
She's gone. She's long gone.
She's like, let's talk about Harry Potter. The episode starts with Scotty talking, and my wife, bless her heart, was like, oh, he's going to die. I'm like, no, that's Scotty. He's not going to die.
He's not going to die. But he's wearing a red shirt.
Which I said, but it's okay. Scotty's not going to die. He's a main character. He's not going to die. They cut to the scene where everyone's transporting to the ground. Kirk appears. Spock appears. Dr. McCoy appears. Some guy in a red shirt appears. I'm like, oh, see, he's going to be the guy that dies. And literally what happens is, they beam on the planet.
Yeah.
I just say those words, the guy in the red shirt goes, that's a Klingon! And then someone kills him. like he wasn't even on the planet 25 seconds, and he dies.
Wow.
They mourn his loss for like a minute. They come back, and a moment later, Kirk is like, to Dr. McCoy, I'm so sorry, I was upset about that guy. And McCoy's like, it's okay, Jim, I know you care about your crew. He smiles, Kirk smiles, they go on. And like,
wow.
There's that poor minor character.
Yeah, there he goes.
To repeat last week.
Yep.
And like, but yes. What sports do you, like, if you're really good at sports, you're screwed in the
21st
century.
You're screwed. That's it. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You're naturally gifted. You're just hanging around.
Yeah. That is true. That is odd. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
But, like...
And there's no talk about, like, basketball. Like, there's nothing... That's the other... Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's another point of, like, Star Trek being created in the 60s by yeah. white guys and kept alive for the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s by old white guys.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no talk of basketball being a good thing. Doesn't exist.
And you would think
just
so,
baseball.
Like, at least like in the 80s and 90s, like...
You'd think.
Basketball.
You'd think they would have, you'd think that they would have maybe attempted to capitalize
on the popularity.
On a popular sport.
Yeah. I mean, in the 90s, pretty much everything had a scene of people shooting hoops, right?
Right?
Like, that
was even freaking Avatar. Yeah. And that's the other thing, is the flip side is that, like,
I hate
when things in the future just use modern, like, modern day language and modern day sports in exactly the same way that we do, which was like, oh god, Avatar.
Yeah, they had to raise the basketball
right,
hoops because
they
fire.
Were 15 feet. God, that movie was terrible.
That's okay. There's going to be 4 sequels.
Oh, hooray. Good. Yay.
And a Disney World land.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Who doesn't get a Disney World land now? Everyone seems to get a Disney. I want a Disney World land.
Right. Superman doesn't have a Disney World land.
That's true. There's no Superman world.
Well, Superman has Universal. Isn't Superman's stuff?
No,
Six Flags. Six Flags.
Six Flags. Six Flags is very Superman-y and Batman-y.
Yeah, they got a Superman ride.
That's true.
Then I want to go to the Fortress of Solitude. That would be the thing. Like a Superman, like a DC world.
There?
I don't know. Look at Fortress of Solitude stuff.
And like big heads talk at you.
You walk through it, and then you buy the T-shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is all theme parks
Exactly. That's the whole point. But anyway, we're not talking about theme parks.
No, that's another fine episode of the future.
Right.
But what about fantasy?
We've
already talked about Harry Potter, but like, are there any games in The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings besides being annoying?
No.
I mean, that's a game. That's a game for...
I mean, and they play, like, that's the thing, there are no sports. They play games. Don't they?
Do they?
Is there any sort of like
Shire.
Gambling and dicing or something?
Well, that would be like in the bars. And
at
the
Bree.
Inns. But is there
the dancing pony?
I mean, I guess like in Lord of the Rings, like the world's kind of shitty, and like no one's hey, let's go play some rugby.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I feel like a lot of fantasy just steals like old timey sports, like jousting.
Like jousting.
And they just call it a day.
Yeah. I mean,
jousting
Song of Ice and Fire.
I can't
think
fantasy.
Of anything creative.
they joust.
But I mean, but again, the world is crappy. I mean, like in the Game of Thrones, A Song of Ice and Fire. The universe.
That's such a long title.
Well, it's an accurate one. Mm. So I feel that that's correct.
All right.
Anyway, so in A Song of Ice and Fire, they've got some jousting.
Is there like a brand
they do
of
some tourneys? No, because it's the knights of the houses do the jousting.
Sir Bran the Jouster?
Not the Jouster. No one's the Jouster. The Mountain is actually very good at it.
Sir Bran the Tourneyman?
The Mountain and the Hound are very good.
Yeah.
Jamie
true.
Lannister was very good at it.
Yeah.
Who else was really good? The Tyrell boy?
He doesn't deserve a name.
I forget his name.
Good.
Loras.
Loras.
Loras Tyrell. Very good at jousting.
Yeah, so to speak.
Hey-o. He's good with a lance, if you know what I mean.
No, if you have to explain it.
Yeah, now it's too far.
Yeah. You've crossed the line.
You made everyone uncomfortable.
Oh, good.
My job is done.
But yeah, but their tournaments are like, it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
Because it's not just jousting. It's the jousting, there's the archery contest,
and then
there's the crazy thing, the melee, which is like a fake battle. And all the knights, like, go into battle against each other. I think they use blunted swords so as to not kill each other.
Yeah.
But it's like they're fighting.
Kind of like Civil War reenactors.
Basically.
Is that a sport? Yeah.
Oh, is that?
No, I think that's...
No.
That's cosplay.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
It's sad cosplay.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I can't think of, like... For some reason, I'm, like, going... I'm trying to rewind the Beastmaster in my head. Like, is there a sport in the
There
Beastmaster?
Is no sports in the Beastmaster.
Is there a sport
in
Conan?
Usually... No.
Are the Hunger Games a sport?
Yes. Oh, yes. The Hunger Games like the are Olympic definitively a sport.
Yes.
That is very much a sport.
I think that's their whole reason for being.
Yeah.
Is
actually to be a sport to have for a sport. Our entertainment.
Yeah.
It would be a gladiator game.
Yeah. There you go. That's true. So you got that one.
That's true. The Hunger Games.
Did any of you read that book?
I read that book.
Yeah, I read all three.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I'll let you talk about it then.
I saw two of them. I saw three of them. Two of the movies.
Are they all out?
Four of them.
Four came out.
Oh, God. Jennifer Lawrence's contract is now ended.
Two or three of them? I don't know.
Yeah. I saw two of them for sure.
So it matters.
But the books are great.
Yeah, they're super good.
And they're super fun.
And a sport.
It reminds me of Battle Royale.
Right.
It does. As everyone makes the comparison, and that comparison is bullshit.
It's
just teens fighting each other.
Exactly.
It's like Lord of the Flies.
Right. They're all exactly. Is that a sport?
It's kind of like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Right, exactly. Everyone's always like, oh, they ripped it off. I'm like, nope, it's just teenagers fighting each other.
Yep.
Not the same reason, not the same world structure, none of those other things are true.
It's like the Breakfast
Club. Oh. Ooh. But in this, they fight with, you know, sticks and knives and
versus words.
Emotions.
Bows and arrows.
Ooh. They fight with emotions.
I feel like some of the kids in the Breakfast Club fought with knives. Is that...
No, John Bender amazingly does not have a knife.
No, he's not in the movie. Yeah, he has a knife. Yeah, doesn't he have a knife?
In the desk, I swear.
I think he has a knife.
No. I'm pretty sure that John Bender does not have a knife.
Okay, but that other kid has a gun.
Yes, a flare gun.
A flare gun.
He had a flare gun.
But he doesn't have it with him.
True.
No.
True.
But he has it. He
Yeah, I think he has a knife.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm really not sure.
I can't commit to this.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
I can't commit to it. I can't commit. I'm almost positive he doesn't.
He may or may not have a knife.
He may or may not.
I may or may not have seen a knife in the Breakfast Club. God, if I'm on trial.
Yeah.
Is trial by combat a sport?
No.
No, it's a trial.
It's a trial. It's a legal proceeding.
It's a legal proceeding.
It is. Wait, why are we laughing? It is literally a legal proceeding.
I'm laughing because it's like the worst kind of legal proceeding.
Oh, yeah, totally is. unless you believe in the gods, in which case it's the best kind. Because obviously the person...
How'd that work out for, like, you know, Mr. Spanish-sounding guy?
It did not work out well for him, but that's because he gloated.
Yeah, he got cocky.
Oh,
he got too cocky.
That's what went wrong. That's what went wrong. It wasn't that he fought a giant man.
And he almost beat that giant man. And he also did kill that giant man.
Yeah, well,
with poison.
I guess that's okay.
So he won in the end.
He won in the though his head exploded.
Yes,
I'm sure he was okay with it.
Yeah. From the beyond.
From the beyond.
Yeah.
Proud.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Sports.
Sports.
Well, I think on that note,
yeah,
that sounds like a very definitive note.
I think we have sports balled all of our sports in.
Sure, we haven't blurbed or bleeped.
Blurn ball.
With Binks.
That's
what?
Right.
I don't want to say
now
sphincter.
You're just, now you're just making words.
The Gleeper, the...
What?
I don't know. The
Snitch?
The
caught the Snitch.
Yes, I believe we have caught the Snitch.
Do you think they
thankfully,
have, like...
Thankfully, finally.
Now, wait, here's a question before we wrap.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so clearly Quidditch is important at the school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there... Are there professional Quidditch players?
Yeah.
There are professional...
You should really read the rest of the books. You should really read the rest of the books.
There's a
whole...
They go to it?
There's an entire... There's, like, three books worth of... material there's about the world of
listen,
famous Quidditch
players. I'm
not going
to read the appendices of Lord of the Rings.
These aren't
I'm
appendices.
Not read about
These are
Quidditch.
Actually plot points. Like what? What's the fourth book? Fifth book? Whatever. There's
the
like
fourth book. They go
the
to the
first
world
quarter.
Cup.
They go to the Quidditch World Cup and it's like a big deal.
How could it be a World Cup if it's all in secret?
Because they come from every country.
Yeah.
Like a soccer World Cup.
But it's advertised.
Yeah. Because they have
their
own newspapers.
World, yeah.
And they do a spell that makes the stadium disappear.
You both
and...
sound crazy right now.
They have a spell they can cast, and then Muggles don't see it.
Do they play it like in New York City?
I would imagine so. Yes.
Well, they play it in the country in England in
yeah.
the fourth book.
Well, yes, but
they
like,
find a big field
people do
and
like
they play it
wizards
there.
Play Quidditch in New York City.
Well, there's not a big. They play quad pod in America.
Oh, that one I did
oh.
not know.
Oh, my God,
which
right.
is like American football.
What's quad pot in?
Quad pot is a broom-based ball game like Quidditch, but they play it in America. What is it from? It's in Quidditch Through the Ages, which is one of the side books.
Doesn't it feel silly?
Yeah. But I can't go back now. I gave it most of my life.
I'm on board.
It's been 15 really years, important. Guys. Like.
Yes. I don't understand why you find this all so mystifying.
I don't know.
It's
not
never...
any more or less ridiculous than any other thing.
Exactly.
I think because it's got goofy names to the parts.
Like Mr. Mixoplex?
Well, right, but that's a funny character. Is Quidditch supposed to be funny?
It's a game. It's fun.
I know. But it's just like...
A little bit.
It can't just be ball.
Whimsical. Because
there's four of them.
It's like, yeah.
But there's ball three one. Types.
Three types.
So you have to give them
it's
different
so,
names.
I think, you know what it is? It's so utterly British.
That's fair.
That's
that
true.
It, like, yeah. Blows my mind.
It's very British. You know why? It comes from England.
It's true.
That's how that works. Just, I'm not sure if you were aware.
My ancestors came from England, you know.
They'd be so ashamed of you
they
right
would
now.
Be.
Oh my God, they would. They were like, who's this asshole? All right. Well, unless there's any further right. thoughts, we should end this.
Yes. I got nothing else.
I would like to think that there will be some complaints.
There will be so many complaints.
Trashing of Quidditch. I'm sure there's a Harry Potter fan out there who's just mad.
It's this one.
Just this one? Harry Potter
no, this one right here. No, this one right here. I'm pretty sure she's going to assault you.
I don't hold it against you.
Fine, I don't.
Don't you hold it against me.
I don't.
Hold it against him.
All right, I do. Oh, it's going to keep me up tonight.
How am I going to
get
back?
I didn't even know about Quad Pot.
Are there like four areas? In quad pod?
Yeah. I don't know, probably.
But it's gotta be, it's quad.
I know, that is...
it's spelled like Quod.
Oh God, that's
oh,
a Latin
Oh, like Pequod. I think it's supposed to be, this is just another rant about J.K. Rowling and why she should probably have just shut up by now.
Oh
she
my
needs
God.
More that,
money.
I'm
she on board with
especially,
that.
Especially,
she doesn't need anything.
She really doesn't need
she
any more money.
She should take a vacation.
She really should just go
she can take Tim
to the South Sea
they
Islands.
She can join a tennis team and both of them yes. can stop doing stuff.
Yes. Because
I want to see them playing tennis.
That would be fine.
I want to see Tim Burton
that's,
in
that's
stripes
some sports.
Playing tennis.
Yeah. Because now J.K. Rowling's go-to when dealing with anything that happens in America is to misappropriate Native American sounding and feeling things.
Yeah. And to also assume that America is the size of Britain.
Yeah.
It is, yes.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And to ignore, like, basically all of the history of how America is America.
Yeah.
And to basically just say, that's where, like, Indian stuff is.
It's because once we won the war, there wasn't much communication between
yeah,
our country
know.
And
that's
theirs.
Fair.
Yep.
Like, history ended
she
for them.
She knows nothing.
Yeah. There's no
she's
way that she could
just
possibly do research.
There is no way in England.
Yep.
It's cut off.
Yeah.
Entirely.
It's an island. Like, how are they going to import information?
Well, yeah, what are they going to do?
They Brexited.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's true.
All right. Well, any complaints can go to Twitter, Deep Cut Nerd Pod. Jay reads them.
On occasion.
Thanks again to Heidi.
Thank you, Heidi.
I hope this wasn't a mess. And thank you, Ren.
Sure.
Thanks, Ren.
For,
yeah.
for
thank
putting
you.
Up with Jay.
And
yeah,
for
it's
hanging
funny.
Out the bar all the time.
Well, I got no place to go.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.